Welcome to Living Water Talk Radio, a production of Living Water International, a Christian service organization. Our mission is to help people improve their lives and share and discuss current events from a Christian perspective. Living Water Talk Radio is supported by your tax-deductible donations. Your prayers and financial support are greatly appreciated. Please visit us on our website at www.livingh20.com and on Facebook.
Good morning. This is Chaplain Charlene Andrews, your host today on Bible Book Club, a Bible reading and prayer ministry where we encourage you to read the Bible in 1 year with us. Today's title of the message is Jesus Visited and Ate with a Notorious Sinner. Can you imagine that? Jesus sitting down with a sinner and having dinner with somebody that nobody else likes and don't think that he should be with, right? I know I wouldn't if I saw him going in with a gang member maybe or somebody from the street and inviting them in to my house or whatever. People would be talking left and right. Is that correct? Well, we're reading the Bible today. We're reading the Bible in 1 year, and we start in January and we end in December 31st. And today, what scripture we're reading is Luke chapter 19. As Jesus was passing through Jericho, a man named Zacchaeus, one of the most influential Jews in the Roman tax collecting business, of course, is a very rich man, he tried to get a look at Jesus, but he was too short and he couldn't see over the crowd. So he ran ahead and he climbed into a sycamore tree beside the road to watch Jesus from there. And when Jesus came by, he looked up at Jesus, at Zacchaeus, and called him by name. Zacchaeus, Jesus said, quick, come down, for I'm going to be a guest in your home today. Zacchaeus hurriedly climbed down and took Jesus to his house in great excitement and joy. But the crowds were angry. They were displeased. How could he go to be the guest of a notorious sinner? They grumbled. Meanwhile, Zacchaeus stood before the Lord and said, sir, from now on, I will give half of my wealth to the poor, and if I find that I have overcharged anyone on his taxes, I will penalize myself by giving him back four times as much. And Jesus told him, this shows that salvation has come to your house today. This man was one of the lost sons of Abraham, and I, the Messiah, have come to search for and to save such souls as his. Jesus was not prejudiced. Jesus didn't care what color you were. Jesus didn't care what status you had. You could be rich and you could be poor. You could be handsome and you could be whoever. You could be a slave. And Jesus did not care. He was looking for those who were willing to get to know him and to accept him as his Savior. Of course, he didn't ask anybody to accept him before he died, but he made mention of God coming to their house today. Friends, Jesus didn't come to save the righteous. Many people are righteous, but they're not saved. Many people have a lot of money, but they don't know the Lord. Many people have a lot of friends, but they have never received the Lord Jesus into their heart and not had eternal life. What is better, to be rich or to have eternal life? What is better, to know Jesus or to know the people of the world, or have somebody give you something that you want?
But who can give the better gift? Jesus. Jesus didn't come to save the righteous. Instead, he died for the sinner. Romans 3:22-24 says, "But now God has shown us a different way to heaven, not by being good enough or trying to keep the law, but by a new way. Though really it wasn't new, because the scripture said so a long time ago. Now God says he will accept and acquit us and declare us not guilty if we trust Jesus Christ to take away our sin. And we can all be saved in the same way by coming to Christ, no matter who we are or what we have been like. Yes, for all have sinned. All have fallen short of the glory of God. But yet God will declare us not guilty of offending him if we put our trust in Jesus Christ, who in his kindness freely takes away our sins." Friends, we need Jesus. We need him in our lives. Why? Because he is our Savior. He's our healer. He's our deliverer. He can do things nobody else can do for you. He can declare you not guilty. Can you imagine all the things that we've done in our lives? I know we weren't perfect. I know that we're not like Jesus. He died for us. Would you die for a friend? But Jesus did exactly that. Died for every single one of us in the world. And he will declare us not guilty of offending God if we put our trust in Jesus. Would you like to know that Jesus today? If you would like to know Jesus, pray with me in this prayer. Lord Jesus, I call you Lord because you are Lord. And Lord, you died for me personally. I was the only person in the world. I know you will die for me because you said so in the world, in the Word of God. And Lord, I receive, Father God, your salvation. I ask you to forgive me. I ask you to take away my sins. I ask you to take my life and make me into something and use me for your glory. And God, if anyone hurt me, Father God, I forgive them right now, just as you have forgiven me. Lord, I give you my whole heart, and I ask you to pour your love and mercy over my life. And I thank you, Lord, for saving me, and I give you all the glory. Amen and amen. Friends, if you prayed that prayer with me and you accepted Jesus right now, would you let me know? Let me know on Facebook. Send me a message. And let me know how you feel at this moment. Amen? Amen and amen.